Hello, this is Hans Stasink, and you're listening to Talk Radio Europe. This is Raven on the Blues.
Shake you. there's a guy I've never seen working live, but I wish I had, and hopefully one day might. His name is Reverend Raven, shares the same surname as me, together with the Chainsmoking Altar Boys, and the album which came out last year called Shake Your Boogie, and the title track. And the more astute of you will have thought, I've heard that before on the Raven and the Blues, and you have, we played it last year when it came out. The reason why I'm playing it now is because he's been nominated, that song has been nominated, for a Song of the Year in the Blues Blast Music Awards, and so I thought we'd open with it. Whether you're on Talk Radio Europe, on FM across the coast of Spain, whether you're on Kansas City Online Radio, listening online, of course, anywhere in the world, but especially in the States, or whether you're as a podcast listener and a subscriber to the programme, welcome to the programme. My name's Dave Raven. It's the Raven and the Blues, and therefore let's have some more blues, and let's also stay with the Song of the Year, and also stay with the track we've played before. Her name is Karen Lovely. The album came out last year called Still the Rain, and here she is with Still the Rain, nominated for Song of the Year.
Still the rain. till the rain came down. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die, if my soul, my soul belongs. Nobody's fault but mine. I had a mother who could pray.
Two ladies joined by very similar surnames, Lovely and Lush, joined together there. First of all, you heard Karen Lovely, title track of the album Still the Rain, nominated for the Song of the Year Awards in the Blues Blast Awards. And then secondly, from her brand new album, just been released from this side of the Atlantic, Connie Lush. The album is called Send Me No Flowers, and that's her version, I was going to say, of the Led Zeppelin number, but you know what I mean. Blind Willie Johnson original, but Led Zeppelin kind of made it their own from when they recorded it. And I think if you've seen Zeppelin working live, they do it on every live track, I think, every time they work live anywhere. Anyway, that's Nobody's Fault But Mine. Great stuff indeed. Staying with new albums, and we already played one track from it, but it's only been out about a week or so now. It's called Okissippi Blues. It's Watermelon Slim and Super Chicken, both truck drivers together, or ex-truck drivers together, and therefore it's apposite that they should call this one Truck in Blues.
Breaker one now. Watermelon Slim.
You got the watermelon, come on.
Got Super Chicken on this end, baby.
Come on, chicken.
I'm looking at the tail end of your freight shaker. Trying to catch up. Driving me a Peterbilt. 15 speed overdrive. Driving me a Peterbilt. 15 speed overdrive. I'm trying to catch that freight shaker. Lord, I want to pull up your side. Mm-hmm.
I hear a little noise, sound like some clicking under my hood. I bought some cheap diesel fuel. I don't think it's doing my Pete much good. Breaker 19. Hey, Watermelon Slim.
Come on.
Who that I heard talking about the blonde seat covers and the green Mustang?
Man, I just saw them going southbound. That Swift driver was talking about them. I saw them.
Can she occupy your time?
When you're long out on the road, anything can occupy my time. Thinking.
I just saw a watermelon patch. I'm gonna try 'em when I get back.
Ooh, those are some big fat watermelons. I love
yes, I like thumping them. You can tell whether they ripe or not.
Yes, sir.
But my old Peterbilt putting out all he's got. Look at that freight shaker.
You must have a heck of a load not to be able to keep up with me, driver.
I got a D9 Caterpillar on a low boy. I'm trying to get to Clarksdale on Highway 61.
Clarksdale, Mississippi, that home of the blues? Is that what you're talking about, driver?
Yes, it's the home of the blues. So they say. But I can't understand why they act that way. Now don't take it in my hand. They trying to produce the blues without the blues man.
Let me blow my horn for you there, driver. Chicken.
Yeah. Go ahead, Slim.
I think I got to get me a cup of coffee.
Let's get off at the 273.
At that TA, right?
Yeah. Cause there's a police car coming up behind me with DOT wrote on it.
Oh my God.
For quite a while he's been following me. I'm getting off at the 273.
You know, it's a whole new different world. I know the majority of listeners to this program are in the States, and therefore to you it's kind of second nature, I suppose. But to me in the UK, the whole thing is I've got a Caterpillar D9 and a lowboy. It's just a huge romantic thing. Watermelon Slim, ex-truck driver, very, very clever man, interviewed by Cliff McKnight. I heard the interview, great guy. Together with Super Chicken, both of them working together now in the South, from Oklahoma and the Mississippi, therefore Okissippi Blues. That's brand new, and that's called Trucking Blues. And when I was putting the show together and I heard that, I thought, that reminds me so much of one of my favourite musicians who has been to the boat many times, has also got a new album out, so therefore we should play them side by side. Doug McLeod, Brand New Eyes, and I Rolled a Nickel.
Come up on time. Then I wrote it down. Lost the true love of my time. I rode the day. Boy, I rode in the night. Kept on road to that good girl left my life. She'll come back tomorrow. I make her right what I did. She'll come back tomorrow. I make right what all I done wrong. But my tomorrow's in yesterday. Yesterday is gone.
Great Light and Shade. The album is Brand New Eyes, Doug McLeod, and I Rolled a Nickel. Okay, you might say, that's not very bluesy, Raven. Okay, let's change that, stay with the new albums, though. And from the new one called You Can't Teach an Old Dog New Tricks, which actually made the charts here in the UK, C6 Steve and Burning Up.
I want you. you ain't sure they got the love back on you. That's a hard thing, y'all. And it make it so you can't sleep at night, and you lose your appetite, and nothing seems to taste good. And sometimes you just break out in a cold sweat, and sometimes you break out in a hot sweat, and then you know you gotta love somebody. When you gotta love on somebody, when you gotta love on somebody. You got the love on somebody.
The album is brand new, but the track itself sounds like it could have been written 40 years ago. The You Can't Teach an Old Dog New Tricks is the CD. C6 Steve is the artist, and there you heard Burning Up. The Raven and the Blues on Kansas City Online Radio, on Talk Radio Europe, and of course as a podcast. Albums continue to come, which is great news. Here's somebody who spends a lot of time in the UK, visits, I would guess, at least twice a year, and has been for many years. His name is Eugene Hideaway Bridges. Been playing him on the show for many, many years too. His new album has just been released. It's called A Rock and a Hard Place. Here is the title track.
On one hand, you told me you love me and took me to exotic places. On the other hand, you broke my heart with no way to replace it. On one hand, you was everything I ever need and everything I was looking for. But on the other hand, you took me for a ride and you didn't even have a car. To me and all the things we've done together, but on the other hand, the pain you put me through. It's gonna last forever and ever. On one hand you told me every little thing a little girl like you have gone through, but on the other hand you called to tell me you're sorry and you turned into a witch. Girl, that's what you do. Without your love
between a rock and a hard place, Eugene Hideaway Bridges, and that is the title track of the album just being released. Great sax sound on that, which is put together by Seth Kibble, and good guitar sound too. Recorded in Austin, Texas at the Dripping Springs Studio, at The Zone in Dripping Springs. What a great name for a village or a town or a township in Austin, Texas. And as I said, that's just been released on Blue Armadillo Records. Strictly Whatever is the album which was released about 2 weeks ago. It's from Harry Manx and Kevin Bright together, and here they are with There Was a Girl.
There was a girl there. she smiled. She smiled a smile that made me better. She posts my bill. She posts my bill with her last nickel. And when she cried, and when she cried, I died a little.
There was a girl. 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 There was a girl.
She had a way. She had a way to light the darkness. She walked with me. She walked with me.
Other people call it the internal jukebox, but it's one of those things which sticks in your head. That track, I promise you, will stick in your head. You'll be going, "There was a girl," later on today. Harry Manx and Kevin Bright together, Strictly Whatever the album, and "There was a girl." Right. One of the penalties of getting old is your memory goes. As you're probably aware, you go upstairs and think, "What have I come upstairs for?" And when I got an email from Derek Lark saying, you played a track on the 30th of April by a band called the Nightless Trio with Willin, I went to my playlist, because every week I keep a track of every track I play. Over the years, I can tell you I've played 7,879 numbers so far on the Raven and the Blues. and I went to look for the Nightless Trio. I remember playing Willin, but couldn't find it there. So I went through and had to listen to my own show in the end on the 30th of April and found that actually I played a track from the Night Shift Trio, but didn't actually, for some strange reason, log it. Anyway, I've gone back to it now. Derek, I've emailed you since with the information. They're a band with no website and no information and no email address. I have a vague memory, that actually one of the members of the band wrote to me and actually I think lives in Spain. But other than that, I know more, no more. I can tell you, I mean, the names of the band, I can tell you the band members: John Ballard on guitar, Simon Shaw on guitar also, Jem Turpin, who's on harmonica, and I think he's the one who wrote to me and lives in Spain. But other than that, I know no more about them. They made the album in November of last year here in the UK in Sussex at the Broad Oak Studios. The album is called Is You Is, and here they are, though, with a track which is called How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live? The Night Shift Trio for you, Derek. Thanks so much for your email.
Around with his face all bright, says in just a little while it'll be all right, and all he gives you is a humble pill and a dose of dope and a great big bill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? I wanna ask you people, can a poor man stand such times and live? Now I remember a time when everything was cheap. Prices nowadays make a poor man wanna weep. When we get our grocery bill, Lord, feel like making out our will. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Lord, have mercy, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Thank you.
they mostly preach for gold. That's what keeps us poor folk way down in a hole, where we can hardly catch our breath. Long before we preached and schooled and scared most half to death. How can a poor man stand such times and live? I wanna ask you people, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Oh Lord, have mercy. How can a poor man stay such times and live?
The Night Shift Trio. From the UK, I guess, but I'm sure Jem emailed me when he said he was from Spain, I think. If you're listening, Jem, or any of the band, please drop me an email. Derek Lark would like to know more about you, so would I, in a sense. I've got nothing at all about you, or nothing at all anywhere on the CD, and that's taken from the CD, which is called Is You Is, and it's been released this year. It's The Raven and the Blues. Drop me an email wherever you are, actually, in the world. Email address is pretty simple, dave@raven.dj. Website, of course, raven.dj. Look for The Raven and the Blues page. Here's somebody who I've never played before on the programme. He's been around many years, though. He's been played with London Cowboys, New York Dolls, and amazingly, a fine guitarist and a friend of Bert Jansch and also Eric Clapton, a personal friend. And they are the ones who actually said to him, look, if you want to make a solo album, do it. Don't just keep on talking about it. You know, you're skilled enough, you're a good enough musician, so go and do it. And so in the end, he has. So Paul Wasif is the new album, or that's his first solo album. It's called Looking Up and Feeling Down. And because the friendship with Bert Jansch and Eric Clapton together, they actually appeared on the album. And unusually, bearing in mind both Bert and Eric have been in the business for quite a few years, this is the first time that they've ever recorded together. So, Bert Jansch, Eric Clapton, and also Paul Wasif, his album, Looking Up and Feeling Down. Here they are with the Big Bill Bruins, the original, and Southbound Train.
Love you, and I am undone. down in my poor heart. I have an aching pain. My hair a whistle, I watch a train go by.
Through that when I was reviewing it and also for playing it just now for you there to try and work out which one was Bert and which one was Eric, but I couldn't. But Bert Jansch, Eric Clapton together, working for the first time together in their career, guesting on the album from Paul Wasif, and the very laid-back country blues version of a country blues number originally from Big Bill Brunsey and Southbound Train. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues. It's been a kind of an odd week. I've been away for some of the week and in a part of the UK where communications were at a minimum. So times were a little bit fraught occasionally. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed music on the programme. Drop me an email if you have, dave@raven.dj. Website, of course, raven.dj. Let's close with an album which was released only a couple of weeks ago, the North Mississippi All-Stars. It's their new one called Keys to the Kingdom. Really fine stuff indeed. Here they are with This Away. I'm going that away. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.